את העיניים, נשימה את הברית. Because unfortunately, people nowadays, they call the worst taiva, the worst lust, they call it ahava, they call it love. It's confusing, it's tough in the aleph. Instead of it being the worst thing, they call it ahava. It's wrong. It's not love. Loving yourself, not loving the other. They don't know that taiva is exactly the opposite of ahava. Lust is exactly the opposite of love. Atavayim aseh ahava atzmit. The taiva, the lust, is practically loving yourself. It prevents a man from any connection, real connection, and real love. Ahava atzmit yigoreh le'adam le'avod nefesh. When someone loves himself too much, yeah? He doesn't love himself, he loves his taivas. It causes him a lot of mental problems. A man, which is always shakua murkas ba'atzmo, he's always focused on himself, right? And he has all kinds of complications in his head. The dugma, for example, u kol kach sam lev umetapeach et ha'ishiyut shelo. He's so careful and pays attention to make the eye grow and big and nice. Until he has in him something which is called pitzul ishiyut. How do you say in English? It's
schizophrenic. Split personality.
Split personality. You heard of that? Ever seen someone like that? You saw someone like that?
Yeah, they call them politicians.
Dude, we all have more than one personality.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Me, also? I mean, I do dress differently in other places. Vayikar machalat ha-nefesh shel ha-gaava. The main thing is this mental illness of gaava. Okay? Sheikol kula itrakzut ba'ani ba'aksiyot. All of gaava is focusing on his I in the world, his me, and nothing more.
Rambam.
Beard of the turtle.
The Rambam brings that somebody who is takur in the gava of ni'uf, sexual gava, sexual lust,
yeah,
winds up being also a tabat achila,
yeah,
which is
eating lust,
food mania,
very addicted to food,
yeah. The addictive food has to be this kind of food, that kind of food, you know, especially.
You know what Moon means?
And Beno also brings that a person wanted to be nutty about money as well.
Yeah. Well, you know Moon? You know what a Moon is? In the
a blemish. Blemish.
A blemish. Moon. Yeah? M-U-M? Moon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But someone told me today, said that you shouldn't be maximum, you shouldn't do minimum. Because they both have a Moon, they both have a blemish. Just be in the middle, just be regular.
Middle.
Yeah,
because that reminds me of the Garden of Wisdom.
Yeah. Externally, you have to just be just like everyone. Inside, you can grow. So, that's what Chazal say, that the Gavtan, the person who's haughty, he's a Baal Mum. He is a Baal Mum. He has a blemish. You can't connect with him. Of course you can't connect with Hashem. Hashem doesn't want him. Like it says about Eliab, the brother of David. It's David HaMelech. Shmuel Navi came to anoint one of the sons of Yishai to a king. And there were eight sons, right? Seven there and one, they thought he's a mamza. So then he saw the first one, he said, oh, Eliyah, look how beautiful he is, he must be the king. And Hashem saw the thoughts of Shmuel, he told him, don't look at how tall he is, how beautiful he is, Kimastiu. I don't mind him, he has gaiva. Someone has gaiva is disconnected from anything good and beautiful and nice in his life. כמה המושג של התאווה הרחוק ממזרח ומערב בנושא שעבר. The term of the lust is so far, like east from west, from the term of love. Lust and love are two opposites. Love is giving from yourself to the other. That's love. Love is giving. The kids you love, you give them. Okay? When someone is taiva to be with his wife, it doesn't mean he loves her. He loves himself. That's the main, someone can see how much gaiva he has, and how much taiva he has, and how much love he has. Can real connection with other people, real connection with Hashem and the Torah, the real good of life is to give to the other. People who give are happier. It's a known fact. People, the more you give, the happier you are.
So you mean $600, you'll be very happy?
I will. If I had, I would give you. Kama oneg, kama nomesh ben tina. There's so much pleasantness in giving. The pleasantness that a man merits when he gives is a lot greater than the pleasant when you receive. The opposite, receiving is the greatest shame that a person can have in his heart feeling. That's why the tzaddikim didn't want to receive anything, any benefit from anyone. Like it says, Sonne matanot lifnei. Esh dimyonit. Imaginary fire. Kol echad tzarich ladat. Each one has to know. Shikar nisayon ve'atziruf shemishvilo ha'adam ba la'olam hazeh. That the main test and tziruf and fixing, welding, the person why he came to this world is to withstand this test of this taiva. Biglal ha'taava hazot adam me'abed et ha'olam hazeh talam. Because of this lust, a person can lose this world and the next world. Umay yesh lo mizeh. And what does he have from the taiva? Well, let's see. Maybe it's worth it. What does he have from the taiva? Zichronot meluflachim, filthy thoughts, filthy memories. Retzonot v'gitzufim sh'olam lo yochal lemaleh. What kind of desires and lusts that he can never fulfill? Stam. Koach ha'medame sh'mishtalet alav sorefot ha'moach v'alev v'esh zara. Power imagination that overtakes him and burns his heart and his brain and his heart with a foreign fire. V'kulo bo'el ha'davar sh'anu kayem. He's all burning and yearning to something which doesn't exist. There's an imaginary thing in his head. V'bo'el ha'dimyon. He's burning, he's in flames for this imagination. It's something that in itself doesn't have any pleasure. Why do you say this? Shemiyat shibam bukasho nagozen ela. And immediately when a person, he fulfills his taiva, yeah, it's over. It doesn't exist anymore. He feels deceived, he feels disgraced and filthy, and so on. The fire of this lust, I've been writing Torah Yutet, Torah 19, that this is the fire, this is the burning fire of the 70 nations, a burning fire which is it includes in it, contains all the other taivas of the goyim, the filthy taivas of the goyim. Yisiyish esorefet kol chikat tovah l'chayav shel adi. It burns every good portion in a person's life, in a Jew's life. Hine enenu ro'ot v'lo zar. We could see ourselves. To see to ourselves, mikrim noraim betoch hamachanot shelanu, horrible cases in our own camps, in our own areas. Not talking about outside in Tel Aviv. And here, by religious people, Haredi people, shepgamim ezadim shiim shal otam laktav. Shocking blemishes that you can't even write. And all of this, I'm writing with great sorrow and with a hurting heart. עד כמה אפשר להסיר ולהתעלם ולהעלים מכשולים נוראים מכל מיני סוגים ומילים אשר על זה נגזר הרבול. How much can we hide and ignore and all these horrible ways of stumbling, that because of these, that's why the marvel came to the world. How could I look at the breaking of Am Yisrael and how could I be quiet? Therefore, each one will understand from between the lines here what belongs to him. Yeah, some maybe I'm talking to here people and these things, they're not really talking to you because you're not in this place. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but if someone is in this place, so. And accept upon himself, it was the duty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray every day to Hashem, that at least out of it, at least a half an hour should be that he's asking and begging Hashem to take him out of all these sort of. all sort of these taivas and lusts. Ki barega sha'adam nofel ha'medame hazeh, because once a person falls to this imagination, zera kolech u'mitgaber alav, it just goes and overcomes it more and more. Rak bekoach ha'itbodedut, and only with the power of itbodedut one could start controlling this taiva and holding it back. Ad she'etzeh legamah ma'adimah hazeh, until he goes out completely from his imagination, and he'll be clean from any even smell of new. This is possible, certainly possible. But only if you're Yibodidut. If someone thinks he can reach his Yibodidut, it's probably better than Rabbeinu. Only if you're Yibodidut. Not Stan Yibodidut. A person needs to stand and beg Hashem at least a half an hour every day. That will give him dat and to go out of this dimyonot, out of this imagination. And to give him stiyat dishmaya, to guard their eyes. Give him the right issue of das, you see that it's all imagination. Kol merirut v'yisurei ha'nefesh ba'im ha'tava hazot. All bitterness and the suffering of the soul come from this horrible taiva. A man came to me and he's suffering for years already from these horrible pain, mental pains. He comes to me for years, and I'm davening for him, and I'm explaining him how to do tshuva and everything. And he's coming back and back. I told him, it's obvious that you're still blemishing in the blitz, because nothing's helping you, not your tefillah, not your tshuva, nothing. And because you're still blemishing in the blitz kodesh, you spill the seed, you still go around like a maniac, looking all over the place. Because of this, everything is closed for you. From Shamayim, you have Nidui. Nidui is, you know what Nidui is? And they put a person aside that he's not part, he can't be part of Am Yisrael until he does Tshuva. That's what he said by El, Bechol Yehuda El, the firstborn of Yehuda from the Shvatim, that he also spilled the seed. It says about him that it was bad in the eyes of Hashem because he spilled the seed. Someone who spilled the seed is called bad. And then the man confessed in front of Allah, that's what he does. All types. It's not only doing it like that, and even when someone uses birth control, he's not allowed to. It's also called spilling the seed. There are certain types which the rabbis don't let. The person has to go to a rabbi, he can't just do whatever he wants. כל סוגי מחלות הנפש באות מהפגם הזה שמנתק את האדם מהראשם. All these types of mental illnesses come from this blemish that disconnects a person from the light of Hashem. Therefore, the biggest punishment in the world is to fall to this type. That's the punishment. You don't need to get punished. You're punished. Because it cuts him away from light, from Hashem. Like it says in the Torah, Doshim Tiyu Kadoshim. You should be holy because I'm holy. And if you're not holy, you can't be with Hashem. It's impossible to connect to Hashem because He's holy without being holy. It's extremely impossible. Yes?
Haven't we learned in here that you can always do Teshuva?
Always do Teshuva.
But then there's always the possibility that you can fall again. It's a constant cycle.
You can always do tshuva again. But hopefully when someone is doing Yibodidut and he's growing and growing, his falls are going to get in a higher level. He's not going to fall to the actual sin. A fall in blemishing in the eyes. Then he's going to fall in bad thoughts. Then he's going to, understand? It's gradually grows. He grows, he goes to higher, if he does Yibodidut. He does tshuva without doing good, it's a lie. Why? Because what's tshuva? Tshuva is you regret for the past and you're asking and you're accepting yourself for the future. How could you accept this on yourself for the future? You're a liar. You could promise yourself that you're not going to do this avera anymore? No, but you could promise yourself that you're going to start doing good, that you can start asking Hashem. That you could. That you could do. So tshuva without Yibodidut is... Thank you. It's good, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But it's almost worthless. It's not going to help a person change. Achon Shmuel. You got a Human Shmuel?
Ah, Mitzvah Shem.
When?
Week, Yom Yishem.
And where are you sleeping in Uman?
Tent.
You bought?
Yes.
Good. The time? Yeah. I'm doing a lot today, yeah? Androlamusia. You know what that means? In Arabic, you call it balagan. Mess in English.
I'm sorry, what was the whole thing?
Mess. Androlamusia is mess. A mess. They have like the kids threw all the toys all over the place, so there's a mess in the house.
It's interesting. Last week, my wife was in Ramat Beit Shemesh with a group of rabbis and their wives to talk about mental health. I mean, mental illness. What is mental illness? And I know she didn't talk about his attitude or, you know, stuff like that. I know it was a different type of presentation, and some rabbis are seeing this. And they want to understand it. They invited her to speak, help them understand it. So it's interesting where some rabbis are looking at mental health one way, and Breslov looks at it through his photograph.
It's the only way to clean yourself.
Is what, through his photograph?
Heard and the Brit. Talk about the Brit. Rabbeinu says that all mental illnesses come from new, from this lust of this time. And then the only way to get clean from it is doing an hour doing brothers and davening for it. So, we'll stop here with the Rosh Hashanah.